Well, the Dalai Lama has urged Buddhists in Myanmar and Sri Lanka to stop violence against Muslims. In a speech to mark his 79th birthday in northern India, the Dalai Lama described the violence in both Buddhist-majority countries targeting religious minority Muslims as unacceptable. He also urged Buddhists in Myanmar and Sri Lanka to imagine an image of Buddha before committing crimes against Muslims. Sri Lanka is under fire by critics for turning a blind eye to rising anti-Muslim violence on the island nation. Hundreds of Muslims have also been killed in Myanmar in clashes with Buddhist mobs over the past 2 years. Let's turn to London, joined by political commentator Professor Rodney Shakespeare. Thank you so much for being with us. Let's look at the significance of the Dalai Lama's statement.
It's hats off to the Dalai Lama, whose behavior is in admirable contrast to that, for example, of the Myanmar opposition leader Aung San Suu Kyi, who's taking the grabby approach of saying nothing because she thinks that will help her to get to power. Well, if she ever gets to power in Myanmar, she will be controlled and will never be able to do anything. You have to take a lead and a stand on a principle now, or you will never be a leader in Myanmar. Elsewhere, of course, we've got cowardly custard Cameron in the UK doing nothing in Myanmar or in Sri Lanka. You've got cowardly Custer Cameron doing nothing in Palestine, where there's an atrocity every day, where there's white phosphorus and depleted manram. You've got cowardly Custer Cameron and his vicious sidekick, William Hague, doing nothing to save the eastern Ukrainians from the thugs.
Well, Mr. Shakespeare, looking specifically, Mr. Shakespeare, stay with me, looking specifically at the statements that the Dalai Lama made, do you think that it will make a difference? Do you think that it will actually go and possibly help defuse the situation that is taking place and the violence that has been committed against these Muslims in those countries?
Somebody has to stand and show a principle in this world, and that's the only thing ultimately which will impress the mass of people. You ultimately rely on going for the 51% of decent people, and you do that in situations like this by pointing out that they are led by mean-minded, cowardly leaders. And I name them. Obama is one, Cameron's one, Hague is another one, and you've got Netanyahu and what's it, Poroshenko in Ukraine. All of them are scum. And somebody needs to stand up and say it to their faces, they are scum, and the bulk of people know it, and it's about time they stood up and said it.
And now with the situation in Sri Lanka, and basically we look at Myanmar also, what do you think has been behind the bulk of this violence that we have been witnessing more and more of this taking place against ethnic minorities and especially Muslims now in the last year or two?
Well, what's behind it is a narrowing of the human psyche, which starts to always attack those who are weaker, and they start to come up with racist ideas. But this is where you have to have leadership. And there's no leadership, of course, in Myanmar or Sri Lanka. And there's no leadership coming from those who actually do exercise military and economic power, or should exercise it in a principled way. In life, we have to go beyond being mean-minded and vicious and stand up and give leadership to the 51% of the people in this world who do want to see things done in a principled way. Okay. If we don't get leadership from Obama, we don't get it from Cameron, don't get it from Hague, we don't get it from Saudi Arabia, the scummy lot who are doing the attack theory and the gas chokers, the axis of evil, Israel, Saudi Arabia and America. When
okay.
We got people
Professor
like
Rodney Shakespeare, sorry to interrupt you.
Forces will prevail.
Thank you so much for being with us, political commentator out of London.